All right, setting the bar stories are what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Not sure who needs to hear this, but apparently deleting a text on your phone might not actually mean it's really deleted.
Well, okay. Oh, that's not good news.
Here's a setting the bar story for you. If you can manage to make it through the day without suing Apple because of some naughty text to women that aren't your wife, then you're doing okay.
Okay, sir. I think you need to look in the mirror at the person who actually sent those texts.
All right, so this rich dude in England apparently suing Apple after his wife found a bunch of texts he sent to hookers.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
So, I mean, they're no longer together.
That was predictable.
Right. She filed for divorce less than a month after she discovered that all of these text messages on the iMac desktop computer they shared.
Oh, dang, it doesn't grab them from the cloud, just the device.
You see, when you have the Apple, it any sort of Apple device that are synced, it's on there too. So he may have deleted them from his phone, but it didn't delete it from the computer.
Now, all of a sudden, his transgressions are Apple's fault.
Yep.
Because the cloud.
Yeah, so she filed for divorce and sued him, like, for a bunch of money. So now he's trying to recover that money. Thinks Apple should have to cover the cost of what he lost in the divorce, as well as the legal bills totaling more than $6 million. He claims he and his wife were very happily married for over 20 years. Superb marriage.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, when she didn't know about all those naughty text messages.
Yeah, but he said seeing the text messages was just too brutal of a way to find out his transgressions.
Agree.
So
agree.
She couldn't possibly forgive him after seeing them in black and white, right?
And that's your fault, Apple, for
that's
not
right.
Really meaning delete it.
That's right. Had you allowed me to actually delete it, then maybe we could have figured it out some other way.
If you were deleted meant deleted, she would never know and we'd still be blissfully happy.
In fact, listen to this. His lawyers are even looking at it as a class action lawsuit.
Come on now.
So that means if maybe you have also fallen victim to thinking that you deleted a text message, but then got in trouble because it wasn't actually deleted, then you too could be entitled to some money.
Hey, cheaters. Did Apple ruin your life because deleted didn't really mean deleted from the cloud?
Right.
Then join our lawsuit.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I wish them the best of luck.
Oh, do you?
No.
Okay.
But maybe,
All right.
Apple, do you think Apple now is going to be like, okay, duly noted. Maybe when we say delete, we will also give you a second prompt, meaning do you want this deleted from the cloud and all devices?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we take it a step further.
He's like, I thought I deleted it from my phone. Should have been deleted.
Maybe we have this special little cheater clause.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Do you want it deleted from everything?
Look.
Okay.
Look, he's just saying if she'd found out that he was cheating some other way, they might have actually been able to work through it. But it's because she saw them in text form.
Oh, yeah.
Spelled right out there. Yes, his own words. Then it was just too brutal. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Also, just the cheating in general, kind of brutal.
Sure.
Yeah.
Setting the bar. That's why this is a setting the bar story.
Well, that's a lot of setting the bars, like all wrapped in one.
I don't know how to really boil this down into just one setting the bar story, but we'll say if you can manage to make it through the day without, I don't know, suing Apple because of some text messages that you
sent.
You can
start with cheating on your wife.
With
cheating on your wife.
Sure.
You can do without cheating on your wife. With the professional ladies of the night, and then sending all the really apparently nasty text messages, and then not really deleting them from the cloud, and then suing Apple. Maybe all that.
Yeah, then you're doing okay.
Yeah.
That's your Set of the Bar story on 99.7 EJX.